I'm Matt Menke from KETR's Notably Texan, and it is a true honor and privilege to welcome via telephone Texas' own singer, songwriter, actor, author, and activist Willie Nelson, plus a novelist, politician, humorist, and fellow singer-songwriter, Kinky Friedman. Gentlemen, this is a real treat for me. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Matt.
It is a real pleasure.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Matt. You're doing good. We appreciate it.
We're talking here on the Texas Herbal Radio Network, and this might be a surprise to some folks, but this project is in fact not about cooking herbs like paprika and oregano, but instead focuses on a timely national topic, the legalization of marijuana and the potential benefits to the hardworking small farmers of Texas. Right, guys?
Absolutely. We need it. Farmers need it, and it's time.
It's past time, really. Time has come that I think this is going to be a reality.
Willie, I know you're, of course, renowned for your love of pot. Could you tell me why you feel that legalizing and cultivating hemp would be a good thing for the state of Texas?
Well, the farmers need all the help they can get, first of all, and we've been trying to help farmers for 40 years with Farm Aid, and it's time that we legalize it so the farmers can make the money instead of letting the drug dealers make all the money. And the farmers of Texas have had enough problems, and it's time we help them out.
Now, Kinky, I believe that you grew up on a ranch in Central Texas, right?
That's correct.
So you perhaps have kind of seen firsthand how difficult the task can be for small farmers in Texas trying to make a living. Why do farmers need a better crop to cultivate, and why do you think hemp would be ideal for small farmers here in Texas?
Well, as all the farmers know, hemp requires half the water and zero pesticides, and it puts nutrients back into the soil, and it creates over 30,000 different products. Right now, China is the number one producer. Of course, the U.S. is the number one customer, same old business. Texas could step in and have hemp as a huge, great new cash crop. And it just needs a chance, and it saves the deforestation of the trees. I mean, just it's endless what can actually be done with hemp. And so a Republican ag officer, ag commissioner, is going to basically go with the big corporations. That's kind of the way of his people. It's the smaller farmers and ranchers of Texas that I think we need to stand with. And I'll say Willie has stood with him his whole life. He has earmarked money from Farm Aid for the smaller farmers and ranchers.
And of course, everybody jokes about marijuana being referred to as a weed, but there's a reason that they call it that. It really does thrive and grow in a lot of different environments.
Absolutely. It's a tough little plant.
May 27th is a runoff election for Ag Commissioner. We need your vote. It's kind of a referendum on lifting this prohibition on hemp and on pot. And now let's get it moving.
I know we're short on time, but what would you say to a skeptic out there who may think that you and others just want to legalize it for your own benefit?
Well, first of all, there's no problem getting it. I think if it was harder to get, it would be easier to legalize. But right now, most of the people I know have no problem getting the joint if they want one. And so I think that's one of the reasons that it hadn't been legalized. It's a whole lot of problems for a lot of young people who are getting busted and getting their lives ruined and their careers and futures all screwed up because they get busted over small amounts of marijuana.
And you're making criminals out of people who are not really criminals.
Yeah,
and,
true.
That's got to be stopped. So I would just say that the allure of doing something forbidden has caused a lot of people to try it, get tattoos, smoke dope, whatever they're going to do. And I think as soon as it's legalized, you will find that number will drop radically.
That's Kinky Friedman and Willie Nelson. I really appreciate you allowing us here at 88.9 KETR to patch in and be a part of the Texas Herbal Radio Network, and I wish you guys the best.